This is a whole fleece. We've just sort of taken off the sheep. The best way to assess what I'm going to do with it really is to lay it out flat so I can have a good look at it. Because some fleeces, you perhaps don't want to bother putting too much time into. This one looks really good. So one of the first things that I'm actually going to do is just imagine where its back rib would be on its side and just do a strength test. And so this one is a little bit tender, which means the fibres have got a bit of a slip. Sometimes they snap all together and then they're not great for a yarn. So this one, look, there we go. It's got a bit of a, it has got a snap in it. So I'm not going to spend too much time sort of adding too much value to this, because if it was good for spinning, I would hand pick it. I would sort of take off all the skirt around the edge. Any bits that touch the floor are generally quite dirty. I think this would make a great pegloom fleece, actually, because it's actually really pretty. And this fibre is really soft, and it would be great for a rug. And people can hand pick it as they're going along when they're weaving. And then they don't have to pay me to do it, because it takes quite a long time to sort of fleece out. So it's a shame it's not a spinning fleece, but that's what happens. A fibre break can be caused by so many different things, generally considered what we would say is like a stress. So that could be environmental, it could be a health issue, it could even be a dog attack, which there seems to be quite a lot of them at the moment. So, you know, there's various different things that cause wool breaks. And, you know, I kind of pride myself on finding a use for all the fleeces that we have, based on its qualities. And if you have a feel of this one, it is so soft. It's really, really soft. And no kemp. So, I mean, I'm going to look down the back legs here. It's slightly felted, but absolutely no kemp. And that's where you would probably find it. Maybe even a stripe through here, but you can see it's so delicate. I suppose I made a decision to be a price maker, not a price taker. So with that, I wanted to become a specialist, and or had to become a specialist really to do that. Andy's always been really good at combining primitive genes with sort of some of the more modern meat breeds to create this multi-purpose ewe that you've kind of seen in the field. So what she delivers is meat and wool from just grazing, you know, grass-fed all the way. And we've always really liked natural colours, but they do come with different microns. You know, black tends to be more coarse as a general rule. White is definitely perceived as finer, not in all cases, but generally it's perceived as finer. And the natural sort of colours that you get is what people are looking for when they want to do hand spinning. And so we've sold to hand spinners for a really long time. And by listening to what they don't want is actually more important than what they do want sometimes, because they don't want dirty breeches, they don't want the belly that's probably got lots of grass seed in it, maybe extra mud. They wouldn't necessarily want these sorts of areas which are sort of felted. I mean, this you would be able to sort of pull apart, but any more felted than that, and they're not going to be able to do much with that. Spray marker, which for obviously is just a management mark, you know, it doesn't wash out as well as they say it does, certainly with a gentle sort of hand wash. So by learning all these things has made me be able to become that price maker.